Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tellurose Automotive Components Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Tellurose Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. A very warm welcome to our Q3 and nine-month earnings call. On the call, I'm joined today by, with me, Mr. Navin Juneja, our Director on the Board, Group CFO, Manish Khanna, our CFO for Tellurose Automotive, SGA, our IR advisors. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. Let me begin with the industry and the economy overview. In Q3 FY25, the Indian automotive industry displayed a mixed performance with an overall volume growth of 3.1% year-on-year. Passenger vehicles saw healthy recovery, increasing by 4.5% YOY. Two-wheeler segment grew at about 3% YOY. Three-wheelers only registered a growth of 0.9% YOY, primarily due to a slowing of demand in urban areas and challenges in vehicle financing. Commercial vehicle sales remained subdued, rising by just 1.2%, reflecting the ongoing weakness in industrial activity and maybe delayed CapEx from the government and the private sector. According to FADA retail sales data, the tractor industry experienced a remarkable growth of 20.1% YOY, driven by good agricultural performance and also healthy monsoons in our country. EV sales, electric sales grew at about 27% YOY. Coming to the company performance, during Q3 FY25, revenue of Tellurose Automotive remained stable, primarily supported by strong domestic sales despite a large decline in exports to the European market, while a slowdown in the automotive sector is happening. Despite lower exports, the company delivered a 7% increase in EBITDA margins and achieved an EBITDA margin of 17.4%. This achievement is based on good cost management, operational efficiencies, and a lot of localization of a few components. During the first 10 months of 2025, the revenue grew by 9% to 634 crores, demonstrating the company's ability to maintain momentum in evolving market dynamics. EBITDA margins for nine months improved by 130 basis points, reaching 17.0%, underscoring sustained efforts to drive profitability and operational efficiency. Our PAT saw a growth of 13%, rising to 68 crores for nine months. This, I feel, is a commendable job done by our team in difficult circumstances where the auto industry has generally been very muted, so we worked internally on our costs and our efficiencies. In FY24, the company secured new orders worth 980 crores. An additional 1,478 crores in new contracts were secured during the first nine months of FY25. Execution has already started for these select projects. This will take time to come into birthing. When I say birthing, come into reality. At the same time, these projects will trickle in by Q2, Q3 of this year. The new contracts include significant deals with leading OEMs across domestic and international markets. highlighting a strong confidence that the OEMs have in us and our joint ventures. A noteworthy portion of the order book comes from electric vehicles, which is, as said earlier to you, we are making some inroads into getting our position strong in electric vehicle supplies as well. The gasket division, which accounted for about 52% of the company's revenue, during the quarter, this segment grew by 5% in this quarter. As you know, it is heavily muted towards the commercial vehicle space, which was very sluggish in the whole year. To drive diversification and growth, we have been increasing our focus on our heat shield division, which has given us good results over the past 9 months. We have also received new orders from the heat shield segment of about 245 crores for only heat shields. Revenue from this segment reached 32.25 crores with high margins for this particular product line. We are now working on different kinds of heat shields. Some heat shields we're working on for noise insulation. Some we're also now working on for safety critical items like battery heat. So these are all work in progress. Our forging division, which has given some stellar performance over the last several quarters, faced its first headwind of the European car market. There was a slowdown in Europe, which we saw. Maybe schedules were very, very muted. Stocks were high. But this, I think, will correct in the next quarter or two. Despite the headwinds that it faced, it improved its EBITDA margins compared to previous year because of cost-saving measures and also some price increases we received from our customers. Our joint ventures have delivered a good growth as they both are linked to the passenger vehicle segment, increased its share of business in the current customers, and also acquired new customers both in India and domestically. Our joint ventures, I feel, are at a stage today where growth is going to happen at a faster pace than ever before. We as a company have shown that our exports, even though in a muted market, touched 26%, which is a good sign and a healthy sign for exports. We continue to increase our play both in the domestic market as well as exports. With this, I will hand over the call to Manish Khanna, our Talgros Group CFO, to take you forward with the financial performance. Manish, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So thank you, Mr. Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial review. Total revenue for Q3 FY25 stood at rupees 204.4 crore against rupees 201.5 crore in Q3 FY24, a relatively flattish growth of 1% year-on-year. And for 9 months FY25, it stood at rupees 633.8 crore against rupees 583.4 crore in 9 months FY24, which is also a growth of 9% year-on-year. EBITDA for Q3 FY25 stood at 35.6 crore against rupees 33.2 crore, a growth of 7% year-on-year. For 9 months FY25, it stood at 107.5 crore as compared to 91.8 crore in the same period last year, indicating a growth of 17% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for Q3 FY25 stood at 17.4% as compared to 16.5% in the same period last year, higher by 90 basis points. And for 9 month FY25, it stood at 17%, which is increased from 15.7% last year, higher by 130 basis points. PAT for Q3 FY25 stood at 23.8 crore against 22.7 crore in Q3 FY24, a growth of 5% year-on-year. For 5 months FY25, it stood at 67.8 crore as compared to rupees 60.2 crore last year, a growth of 13%. In gasket division, specifically in Q3 FY25, sales for gasket division stood at 136.8 crore as against 130.3 crore in Q3 FY24, 5% growth year-on-year for 9 months FY25. Our gasket sales was 413.7 crore as against the 381.9 crore in 9 months FY24, a growth of 8%. EBITDA for Q3 FY25 was 22.8 crore, which is a growth of 9% as compared to the same period last year. And for 9 months FY25, this segment saw EBITDA of 69.6 crore as against 57.9 crore, a growth of 20% year-on-year. Coming to forging division, revenue in Q3 FY25 was 67.6 crore as against 71.2 crore in Q3 FY24, primarily because of export demand being little subdued in European markets. In 9 months FY25, the revenue grew by 9% to 221.2 crore as against 202.7 crore in 9 months FY24. EBITDA stood at 12.8 crore in Q3 FY25 as against 12.2 in Q3 FY24, and EBITDA saw a growth of 11% in 9 months FY25 from 35 crore to 39 crore in the same period for the last year. For Marelli Talbot Chaser Systems Private Limited, revenues for Q3 FY25 stood at 72.3 crore against 68.7 crore, a growth of 5%. And for 9 months, FY25 stood at 208.6 crore versus 189.6 crore in 9 months FY24, registering a growth of 10% year-on-year. EBITDA for Q3 FY25 was 11.9 crore against a growth, which is a growth of 25% year-on-year. And 9 month FY25 stood at 32.1 crore as against 25.2 crore in 9 month FY24, growth of 27% year on year. For Talbros Margo Rubber Private Limited, revenues for our TMR business in Q3 FY25 were rupees 31.5 crore, which showed a growth of 11% year on year basis and it stood at 95.9 crores in 9 months FY25 versus 91.6 crores in 9 months FY24, registering a growth of 5% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 3.8 crore in Q3 FY25 as against 2.2 crore in Q3 FY24. And 9 months FY25, it was 12.1 crore as compared to 6.7 crore in 9 months FY24, a growth of 81%. The company remains dedicated to delivering exceptional value to the customers by providing high quality products and maintaining competitive pricing. A strong focus is placed on upholding excellence across all segments while fostering strong collaborative relationship with the stakeholders. That is all from our side, and I would like now to open the floor to questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Yash Kukreja from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And sir, congratulations for posting decent set of numbers even when industry demand remains subdued. My first question is, considering the sluggish export demand and divestment in LNT, do we stick to our guidance of 2200 by FY27?
Yes, we still stick to our guidance for 2200 crores. I think it should be possible because we are getting some more business from Indian OEMs, such as, Mahindra, large, SUV manufacturer in the country. We're getting some good traction from Tata Motors. Even if you see in this 9 months, we've shown that Maruti has gone up to about, I think, 17 or 18% as a contribution for our customer base. So we're pretty hedged. So, yes, we maintain our guidance because exports is about 26%. and in exports, if Europe has slowed down a bit, we're still looking at orders from the U.S. and from the U.K., which will compensate this. This was like a correction, I feel, to be honest with you, because, you know, it got hit, Europe got hit by, you know, sluggish demand, but also our stock levels had gone up to a large extent as well to the European nation. And so they were pulling less from us. So, but I'm already seeing better signs for quarter four.
Got it, sir. And sir, our EBITDA margins will remain around this level only?
Yeah. Anuj, can I?
Yeah. Yeah, please.
EBITDA margin, you should look at it for 9 months, not quarter by quarter, because some price increases of earlier quarter comes in this quarter, et cetera, et cetera. We should be able to maintain EBITDA between 16.5%-17% going forward.
Got it, sir. Okay, sir, and my last question is, what has been the utilization levels and what is the maximum revenue potential from all the existing facilities, including the new Pune facility?
Yeah. If we see from the gasket heat shield, we should be, we should have it, I think it should be around 530 to 540 crores we can do from the existing facilities. Okay? At present, but on the ability, and we are about 85% of that. In forging, except we can do around 350 crores, and we are around, in forging we are around 70%, 75%, in machining we are 90%. In Marelli, of course, we are chock-a-block, we are setting up a new plant for the Stellantis order, which is, I think, will be commissioned within the next 6 months. So with that, the capacity should be around 500 crores. Margot, we have a capacity with the little addition of little machines, we can easily produce around 180 crores. At present, we are at about 130, 135 crores.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. That is from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Abdul Daga from Daga Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Just two questions from my...
Sorry, can't hear you. You're not audible. Request you to please use your handset.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. So I had just two questions. The heat shield segment continues to scale, reaching up to 32 odd crores in 9 months, FY25. And the new orders of 245 crores have been secured. So what is the expected revenue contribution from this segment in, you know, FY26?
I think heat shield, with the new models of two Maruti coming in and the Kia going forward and Volvo coming in, and we expect that this business should give a revenue around 65 to 70 crores in next financial year, 25-26.
Okay. Got it, sir. Also, the gasket business continues to be a major contributor of our revenue.
48% revenue is coming from there, yeah.
So, what are the key drivers for future growth and, you know, how do you see the market share evolving?
Yeah, every business have a huge, decent growth trajectory. In gasket business, I can see about 12 to 15% growth. In heat shield, it's about 25%. In forging, it should be 25%. I'm coming to next near 1 or 2 years, I'm talking about. And Marelli should be 35%. Margo should be around 25%. So overall, we are looking at a growth of 20% plus in next couple of years.
Okay.
And key drivers are the new businesses, new orders converting into commercial production, number one. And the little 5 to 7% normal growth will be there, which last year was totally, CV was totally down. You know that. Now for 9 months, there is hardly any growth. And passenger vehicle was also grown by 2-3%. In particular, certain companies like Mahindra performed very well. Rest are all, Maruti is 2-3%. Rest are all flattish type or negative. And two-wheeler have done well, 13-14%, in which Honda had done the best. Rest are okay. Bajaj, we are there in Bajaj and Hero, we are not there in Honda. So we foresee that the demand will come by, with the, what are the budget measures have been announced, some going forward, the interest rate, I think we are indicating a reduction of 0.75% this calendar year. Everything going forward, we foresee that the demand should grow.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participant, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Kubez Johan from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, two questions from my side. Can you give me the breakup of your vehicle type like for this particular quarter?
Hey, what you want, breakup of?
Vehicles, from two-wheelers, passenger vehicles, and for this particular quarter.
Yeah. Just a minute.
Yeah, I have it, Naveen. 18% is two-wheelers, 34% is cars, 22% is trucks, and 13% is agri.
And secondly, you said that EBITDA margins increased because of some localization of components. So,
we import some components from for our gas division. We try to localize them in India, but it's a contribution of localization. It's a contributor of price increase plus operational efficiencies and economies of scale.
Have you seen any reduction in imports? I mean, if you can just give me some percentage, how much we have localized or how much have been the reduction of imports?
It's a continuous exercise. We can't give a number. We have a target of, suppose, 8 crores, 10 crores. And we follow that. Because we have to take for the localization, we have to take the OEM approval also. We have to give them a sample. Because any change in raw material, we need to inform them. Because they are ready to pay for the higher price, but you know how the currencies are moving, like how the dollar has gone crazy. So we do some local manufacturing. We got it approved. It's a long process. Take one and a half years for the approval, and we have to pass on some benefit, but some benefit we keep also.
Overall, what we can tell you is
our import buys in the last 3 years have actually come down.
As a percentage of total consumption, it has definitely come down. And we are trying to offer in the new RFQ, etc., we are offering a local RM, not avoiding to offer an imported RM.
Okay, got it. And just wanted to know regarding the demand scenario about the domestic as well as the international market, how has been and what has been your guidance for upcoming quarters or next 6 months?
I can give you a guidance of about 24 months approximately, and export market is there. We are in agri offloader in a big way, which is not going to go anywhere. Of course, we are in passenger cars also. There's a little mute growth, but they are showing a normal trend because of the overstocking at their end, because of China Sea, etc. Because the lead time increased from 8 weeks to 12 weeks, we sold more material to them. So they got more inventory and little 10% tempering of demand from their side. With the result, some effect has come in this quarter, and this will be all over from by March. Everything will be normal by April. We have developed new product for the offloader business. The supply just started, and next 2 years it should boom. We are getting new orders from the US, etc. In the forging component, there is no problem of the, and in the gasket, there is no problem of demand from that side. And we are not that big that we control 50%, 60% of the export market. Sorry, we are just 1 or 2, 3%. Doesn't make a difference to us.
Okay. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Participant, if you want to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Time and Tide Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers in a tough scenario. I just have a few questions, trying to understand the quarterly numbers a bit better. Like we've mentioned, this quarter export was not as great for us. So is this kind of the bottom, or are we seeing improvements in Q4? Because we're already midway in March, sorry, in February. So would Q3 be the bottom for exports? That's number one. And second, we spoke about lead time kind of increasing on the inventory cycle. Again, some effect of that has been seen in this quarter. How much of that is expected to spill over in Q4?
So regarding the first statement, in export is down. Export, direct export is not down, by the way. Direct export is, we have done a decent direct export in this quarter. My in forging division, of course, in gasket division, my export against 15% was down by to 13%, a downfall of 2 to 3 crore rupees only. In forging division, my export is 62%. The demand has come down in the case of indirect export, not direct export, sorry.
Okay.
Direct exports have gone to 62%, and it will remain between 60% approximately in the current quarter also. The demand came down in the indirect export because of excess inventory lying with the customer outside. Number one, because of the Red Sea problem, we shipped more material, Red Sea problem resolved, and the inventory stuck there. Now, a little bit demand has come down, little bit, and but it will be normalized by the March end. We have been informed, should we have received the revised schedule for the next financial year. There's no problem. Demand that and other export will, this export number two, that some projects have been delayed of European car manufacturers, which will be commercialized by June, July, plus our another order of Marelli, which was delayed because of the passing of sample. Sample has now been cleared. We are get to go. The commercial production of that order will be expect to start by the end of the second quarter. So that is, and that again, export, big export, huge export. So export by last next year, third or fourth quarter, you can see a huge jump in export.
So would it be
Export
right
is there, export is there.
So would it be right to assume that H1 of FY26 will be significantly better than H2 of FY25? Just talking about exports.
No, export will be better, definitely. First of all, Q4 will be better than, we should be 10% better than Q3 in all aspects, minimum.
Got it. And another thing, sir, trying to understand the CV space a bit better. I understand we've been seeing sluggishness for a while now.
Yeah.
Are we seeing any green shoots kind of looking
First of all, I want to tell you that we have the order in hand. The commercial production launches had been delayed by OE. In the case of Maruti, we have the order for Maruti suspension, EV vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was supposed to launch in February. It had been delayed till June. Because I think they are not able to, there are other issues with the other products. They are not able to resolve that. Similarly, in the case of European car manufacturer also, order in hand is there. Everything, product has been developed, sample has been tested, everything is ready. But they are saying they will be launching now in July. So order book is there, and launch has been delayed by the various reasons. They have been delayed by the OE customers. It's not going to go anywhere. It is going to come maybe 3 months here and there, or 4 months here and there. That's all.
But your question was also on commercial vehicles. Yes, we are seeing an uptick in demand.
Definitely. Uptick is there.
Commercial, it is there.
Okay, so we are beginning to see green shoots.
We are seeing a pull in our stock, in our schedules. Clearly.
Yeah.
Which
I think
coming maybe in FY26.
I think it'll be better. I think, you know, all that confusion of elections and getting a government formed in the summer of last year and this and that, I think that's now of the past, and I think we are seeing an upright here in commercial vehicles.
All right, great. And lastly, on our JV side, again, we are, I think, set for really significant growth. Our Marelli capacity will be coming up in the next 6 months, as we mentioned earlier. If you could just throw some light on that, what kind of peak revenues this new capacity can do for us and what kind of margins we'd be expecting?
Regarding the Marelli, the shed is ready. we have already set up some few requirement for the European customer were also there. UK customer were there. We set up the few presses for that. And we have in-house, we used to do outsourcing of ED painting, etc., which we have started doing in-house. We have set up the facility of that also. Now with the passing of sample by within the last 2 days, now we are starting the process of importing the balance equipment. The total capex will be around 45 to 50 crore at present. And it should be ready by the year end, all the capacities, but we can start the production in the site. By August, September of this year, we will start the production and filling our stock, etc. And we can see within next 2 years, maybe this year, 25, 26, 27, we should be around 500 crore in this company. And EBITDA margin should be around 15% approximately minimum.
Okay.
We already at 14%+, we already there here.
Right. Okay, great. This was very helpful. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Uttam Prohit from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the forging side. So we are targeting somewhere around 500 crores of revenue by FY27, and that would mean we are targeting more than 25% YOY growth in the next coming 2 years.
Yeah,
like somewhere around 27%.
Yes. So we are targeting. Yeah, please go ahead first.
So I was just confirming. Do we see any change in our guidance or any revision or?
Maybe. Okay, you are right. You are right in saying we also discuss the same thing. Next year we should be looking for 25% growth in next 2 years. Maybe we will see at the end of year, because sometimes the demand comes up and down. Sometimes development time takes extra time also, and we need to add capacity. Sometimes it get delayed. Maybe we can go up by 5% or more than that. Not more than that.
There are some more customers in the pipeline from UK and, you know, targeting. It's a work in progress, because we have to keep getting
our customers. Focus is, we have to attack 500. We can achieve 495, we can achieve 480, but it can't be 400, please.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you want to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sakshi Pratap from Pratap Securities. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. My first question would be, given international uncertainty, can you throw some light on whether we can expect any change in domestic to export mix going forward from an overall global outlook for the coming 1 to 3 years?
No, we don't see any major change. No. We see still there is a huge demand of the forging component, on the machining component, huge, huge demand. Because we are, I told you earlier in the call, we are not very big. We are a small company in a big ocean. So by demand coming here by 5%, 10% doesn't make a difference much to us.
Understood. Got it. My second question would be about TMR business. So going forward, just wanted to understand the growth prospect. What kind of growth are we looking in that segment?
In which segment, ma'am? In which segment you might say?
Talbot Marugo. Very, very
Marugo.
Positive.
Yeah.
So, very, very positive.
Next year, we are looking at a growth of 25%. We are taking now new players also in the Indian OEMs only. Two or three big OEMs. I think for next 2 years, it should be around 25% minimum.
Okay, understood. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Riya Sharma from CK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First question is from is the MTS saw strong EBITDA growth of 25% YOY in Q3. So are there any new customer additions or some product developments expected in this segment?
For which company?
For our company as a whole, I mean, she's talking about.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You are right. The more the export is there, the more profit will be there, number one. In the forging division, we have a phase three of the European car, off-roaded business OEM. The new phase was added, the supply has increased. So I've told you earlier, 60% is exporting forging in last quarter. It has contributed towards getting higher EBITDA. Second is the price increase, etc. Freight increases were there in the past, which pending we got in this quarter. That a combination of these two stuff has increased my EBITDA plus cost cutting, etc. I just already told you. It has resulted favorable response, and with the result, we have accumulated a decent EBITDA in this quarter.
Okay, sir. Got it. And my second question is, sir, what is the expected CAPEX allocation for FY26 and which segment would be in major focus?
So major focus, everybody is equal to us, every division is equal to us. Yeah. The more order, because the margins are good in every business now. It's not even one business is 2% margin and one other is 20%. No, it's 1 or 2% here and there. Everybody is equal now. So the more the order is there for bid division and where the capacity is lacking, we will invest money in that division, irrespective of division.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Uttam Purohit from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
If you could help me with the utilizations for 9 months, we have utilizations for FY24. So if you could share the utilization level for gasket, holdings, MTCs, and TMR for 9 months as well.
What you want to know, 9 months?
Utilization level.
Just a moment, please. Utilization level. For 9 months. It's around 78% in gasket, around 80% in e-field. Okay. In forging, it's around 70% in forging, 90% plus in machining. And in the case of Marelli, it's about 78 to 80%. In the case of Morgo, anti-vibration is around 80%. Hoses is around 82%.
Okay. And on the MTCS side, so this 80 crore capex we would be doing by FY27. So how much additional capacity it would provide from the current level?
Yeah, it depends on the next year budget number. I will be able to give a better answer to this question in the month of our annual results in the month of May. By the time we'll get the schedule of all the OE customers, fresh order, etc., which has closed or which are closing, when the commercialization will start, we can give a better picture that time. Better picture.
And earlier guidance which we provided for Marelli was somewhere around 700 odd crores by FY27.
Yeah.
I think that's a very huge number if we consider the muted base for current year. And current
I understand from where you're coming. In the current year, we anticipated that our European car manufacturer will start the production, and we have already of huge order of 50-60 lying with us to be commercialized. That has been delayed. On the only first phase has been started. There are 3 phases. By September, we anticipate all the phases will start. And the other order of European car manufacturer for which we got the order, we announced in the month of last April, that there was some design change, etc. The design finalized, and in 2 months it was on a test bed. Now 2 days back, test has been completed. 100% we passed, and now the activity has started. It has delayed by 6 to 7 months as such, but we try to start this business in the month of August, September. So this year the full impact will not be there, but it has been a little bit delayed by 6 to 9 months overall figure. But the figure is there, don't worry. still there.
So we might, so the guidance might be, we might miss the guidance by one or two quarters. That's the assumption.
But that's all, not nothing more, because something is not in our hands. Some design changes happen or some doesn't launch the vehicle to, it's dependent.
Okay. And if you could provide, I know this is very granular data, if you could provide how much revenue contribution comes from Europe particularly, and how much impact we have seen in the growth?
Sir, you really impact in this financial year, it to the extent of 15 CR on, as a whole company. Some is because we supplied excess previously, partly 50% is because we supply excess. Because of the because we are a single source of the part, and the Red Sea problem was there, the sea was getting, the shipment was getting delayed, we supply excess quantity. 50% is because of the schedule coming down, that's all. But everything is normalized by March. There is no major other impact. There is no other impact.
Okay, so the 15% is for a quarter or the 9 months?
Annual I'm talking about.
Okay, analyzed.
Okay. But the impact has come in the last, it will come in the last 6 months only. First two quarters, there was no impact.
Yeah, that's understandable considering the rent case. Yeah, that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Yug Modi from AP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Thank you for this one. Sir, I just had one question. Sir, EV orders have been secured from top OEMs. Could you share insights into ramp-up plan and long-term revenue expectation from EV components?
So we have already in the guidance, we said we are targeting 12% our total revenue to come from EV. But I don't think because of the delay in launches by OE customers, the project has gone delayed. If we see our order and the numbers shown by them, it will cross easily 12%.
Yeah, but there are delays right now. So you can take a number about 10%, I would say, is a good number. But I mean, there can be more also, but it's a delay.
Delay.
But we're not losing any market share in EV. We are progressing to get the
order is with us. It's a part developed, given for testing. Everything is okay. We are waiting for the launch.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for joining the call. I hope we were able to answer all your questions. For any further queries, you can get in touch with Devan Dhruva from SGA, our IR company. Thank you so much and all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Telbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.